Welcome, Monday Mindset.
There we are. Hey, it's Mike Stott here, guys. And it's Monday, I want to date it, July 9th, 2018, because we are going to be talking about current trends for the next 2 weeks about with for sale by owners, because the dance has changed. And I want to go through some things that are working and things that are no longer working with for sale by owners, just for our coaching clients. And this is going to be a total honest, no BS. I'm not trying to sell you anything, but I am trying to get you guys interested in working this valuable source of business. Now, why is it a valuable source of business? As I went through yesterday and I looked in the last 12 months, business that came from FSBOs. I have two active listings and I have these sales, and the gross commission income is about $124,000, even with my tiered commission program that's been working for about a year now. So last 12 months, and I'm going to ask Donna and Brandy as my witnesses, okay, because they work in the office with me. Do I spend more than 30 to 40 minutes a day working the for sale by owners? Donna?
I'd say maybe an hour.
Well, yeah, but I'm doing other follow-up too. It's not all for sale by owners, that you hear me. And so with the for sale by owners, it's a half an hour a day and then maybe 5 hours a week in visiting them and doing other things. How many of you think 10 hours a week would be worth $10,000 a month? This is what my numbers have been for the last year. So I'm going to go with a very interesting thought here. Donna and I, yesterday, we put our house on the market. And I wanted to go see a movie. And coincidentally, she said, I want to go see a movie too. Now, I'm all excited about Ant-Man and the Wasp. I was all ready to go to Ant-Man and the Wasp. And Donna told me, I need to see Won't You Be My Neighbor. Now, here's what's funny about it, is Donna said she needs to see it. I assume she had to see it because she's taking Seth Godin's Alt-MBA course, and I assume that was a homework assignment. So I asked her as we're driving there, why do you need to see it? And she says, I just feel called to see it. And I'm like, darn, I could have convinced her to see Ant-Man and a Wasp. But we went and saw Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is the documentary about Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, and the show that he created. And I want you to remember Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He sang the songs, he composed the songs, he did the puppets. For 50 plus years, he did this television show for children that was decidedly low tech and low production quality. Who's ever seen Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? Just wave your hand so that I know you've seen it. It wasn't the slickest production ever, was it? But this man had an incredible purpose and passion about producing this show for 50 years. Now, I cannot think of a person whose style of speaking and teaching is more opposite than mine is. I mean, Mr. Rogers is gentle. He's kind. I don't think he's ever been sarcastic in his entire life. And he's very patient. And he's just, I mean, one of his sons in the movie said, you know, it's hard being the son of the second Jesus Christ, you know, because the guy was really good. But I learned so much by watching that movie and how he did things, is he was never confrontational. If he was upset over something that was going on, he addressed it in a very open way. In fact, I'm going to give you, everything he did was intentional. Everything, including the address of his house, was 143, when that little trolley would go ding, ding, and show up. 143 stood for something, and I'll let you find out in the movie what 143 stands for. But when you see it and it's explained, you go, utterly brilliant, right, Donna? It was utterly brilliant, and Donna was so happy to catch me crying a couple of times in the movie because she knew I was getting value out of it. So part of your homework is I would recommend that every one of you go and see Won't You Be My Neighbor this week through the eyes of how can you become a better salesperson by imitating Mr. Rogers. And I promise you next week, I will ask this question and report back next week as to what you learned, how it will help me become a better salesperson. Donna, did you get ideas about becoming a better salesperson when you saw it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so we'll talk about that next week because this is a two-parter. So here's an email. Here's a thought for you. The FSBO who raises an objection, the FSBO who says no, is voicing their concern and is actually more loyal than the FSBO that doesn't respond at all. Take their words and listen to what they're really saying. And I want you, I got this email on Saturday at 8:15 at night. Mr. Jackson wrote, Mike, you are very persistent. Now, I've actually had people respond, Mike, you're a pain in the ass. I've actually gotten that. But when I got this, Meredith, you don't need to agree so readily, huh? Okay? But you are very persistent. So I will make you a deal that I have not made to anyone else. I will allow you to bring real buyers to preview my house. No real estate agent previews. I've been down that road and it did not end well. If you can get a contract on my house, put a 3% commission in the contract for yourself. And if the contract closes, you get paid a 3% commission. That's the only arrangement I will agree to. Now, I promise you, if you don't have this thought that I am now on this guy's radar. See, I could take this to mean he's unreasonable. He's not going to allow me to see the house. Okay? You're very persistent. I could take it to mean you're a pain in the ass. What I'm taking it to mean, here's a for sale by owner that took the time to respond, and he's imagining that he's in control by allowing me to follow the only arrangement he will agree to. How many of you would respond to this email? How many of you would not respond to this email? Here's what I responded. Thanks for responding, Mr. Jackson. I appreciate your offer. Sounds like you're needing to get the most money possible out of this sale. Most agents will fib and tell you they have a buyer. I don't want to have one currently, but I do get inquiries every day. I promise, never any high-pressure sales, just good information. I'd still like to see your home. 10 minutes top, and I won't ask you to list, I promise. Smiley face. I do have some ideas I'd love to share with you on how to maximize the money you walk away with in this sale. When could we chat? Now, that went out this morning. I haven't responded, but the dance is for sale by owners don't think they need us when they need us more than ever. And what I want you to think when you get an email like this, Meredith, you're a real persistent pain in the ass. Terry, don't you ever give up. Rick, have you not read my ad? It said no agents. Hector, look, if you have a buyer, I'll pay you 3%, but I don't want to talk to you unless you have a buyer. Okay, all these things. And by the way, Sakina's on the phone call. And I remember Sakina years ago, she took the FSBO course and she called me up all excited. She'd gotten an appointment with a for sale by owner. And guess what? It was within an hour of me not being able to get an appointment with that for sale by owner. That for sale by owner hung up on me. And when Sakina called, got an appointment. I don't think I ever told you that before, Sakina. But I've always held you. You've been my idol for about 4 years now.
And I got so nervous because I was not ready for it, you know?
Yes, and it was like, Sakina lives like 40 minutes away, for those of you that heard the story, from where this FSBO was. And I lived like 5 minutes from the FSBO. But for some reason, and I can make up stories. Sakita's a woman, or Sakita has an accent and I don't have an accent, or I'm too tall, or I was too aggressive, or I softened her up, or whatever. But the point is, the for sale by owners didn't know until they heard something what was going on. So respond. Okay, the dance has changed. The dance has changed, and I'm going to cover these thoughts in the next 20 minutes, okay? It is no longer talk to 10 for sale by owners, two of them are going to sell. In my marketplace in Atlanta, we have investors making offers on virtually every listing. We have Open Door, we have Warren Buffett's group, we have at least five big investors buying a lot of for sale by owners up. I saw an Open Door listing yesterday. They've listed it at 405. They bought it 2 months ago for 400,000. They paid 99% of what they've listed it for. I don't know how they're making any money. I don't know how they're making any money on it, but they're doing it. Yes.
On the way to the airport yesterday, I was taking an agent from the Mark Fain team to the airport, and he said, if I were you, I would go to Open Door, or is it opendoor.com?
Yes.
And ask them to make an offer for your house, just see what they offer.
Did you do it yet?
I didn't.
Okay, so here's...
And they pay you a 1% bonus if you're an agent. I don't understand.
No, that's not it. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how... It's not this house, but it was one of these houses. I don't know which one it was, but... Oh, 405, wait, it was 410. If I find the one at 405, I can prove it to you. In Highland Park, yeah, it was this house. Listed at 405. Everybody see that? And then I'm going to go to the tax office records. And, you know, for those of you that, you know, it's total truth and honesty here. It expired at 440. It was listed at 409. And Open Door bought it for 400,000. On 6/6/2018, and it's listed at 405 right now. Current list price 405, and it's insane. That's the market I'm in. So when I say the dance has changed, 4 to 5 for sale by owners out of 10 can sell in 2 days if they want to, with a pretty darn good offer. Okay. No longer is it that 8 out of 10 of them are going to list. I think in my marketplace, 4 out of 10 of them are going to list. That's a fundamental mind shift difference. 4 out of 10 are going to list. My job is to go meet with 6 of them so I can determine which 4 I want to follow up with in the hopes of getting 1 to 2 of them to list with me, which is what I've done for the last year. Okay? It's going to take more appointments to get that interview. No longer will you be able to go on the appointment and wow that for sale by owner so much, because they're thinking, I mean, the Mark Spain team, he's doing a full-on blitz. He'll buy your house, close in 3 weeks, pay you cash. We have Open Door. We have buyowner.com. We have at least 8 entities that are buying dozens of homes each week. Dozens of homes in my market area. So gone is the thought that the for sale by owner says, well, I need to talk to this agent to even help to get my home sold. Okay, what I'm looking for the for sale by owners that don't fit the investor profiles. Now, I'm not dumb. I know an investor, and if I see a for sale by owner that fits his profile, I refer it to that investor, and they give me a referral fee. Just a thought, okay? There are discount brokers out there. My biggest complaint right now is I have several for sale by owners that I think I should have listed that listed with a brokerage that charged them $500 or free even, and they don't even have an office in the state of Georgia. Terry, they're in San Diego. I can't believe it. There's one in Colorado. that's doing it. And they're taking listings that I think I should get, and they don't even have a brokerage. They have no idea what's going on in the marketplace. I'm not even sure the last time they've flown into Georgia, but they're taking it. Anybody else seeing discount brokers in their market area? Rick says, Terry says. Okay. Well, Go ahead, Rick.
On the other side of the coin. Yeah, on the other side of the coin. I mean, if you're I don't have my headset with me. That's why I'm doing this.
Okay,
so
no problem.
On the other side of the coin, even though the dance is changing, we also have to educate these sellers that what's important to you, paying the least or netting the most. That's the conversation that's not happening. And plus, these people are this most sellers are just looking for any offer to come by, and then they'll consider that. And so it's a failure to some extent of agents that are going in and not representing them the right way of what they can, because they have this fear. We just had this conversation on our Money Mondays thing over here of agents not wanting to offend the listing agent or offend the seller, you know.
Right. And I would say that's one reason to go see the Won't You Be My Neighbor is I don't think Mr. Rogers was ever anything less than powerful and ever anything other than gracious, which is not a word that people associate with me very often. I feel like I'm very gracious and kind, but Mr. Rogers takes it to a whole nother level in terms of acceptance and graciousness with how he does things. So the first thing is, how do you get into the conversation with the for sale by owner? Notice, what I did is I got into the conversation and I said, I'm not going to tell you I have a buyer when I don't. But this is the value that I do add. And what Rick just said is he's not going to say, blah, 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 you know, you're never going to be able to sell on your own. But what he might say is, have you considered why real estate agents even still exist? Okay. So, you know, Terry, you're off mute, and I've known you for years and respected you. Let me ask you this. When was the last time you used a travel agent to book your travel from San Diego to anywhere else in the United States?
Probably 30 years ago.
Yeah, because Terry and I are of a certain age when at one point the travel agent was a really valuable resource to have, right?
They were.
Now they're no longer valuable. And if I were to ask, oh, anybody else on the call, when was the last time you put an 8-track tape into your car? Okay, we're all going to say 8-track. No, when was the last time you put a cassette? No, when was the last time you put a CD? Oh, when was the last time you put a CD-ROM? And oops, when was the last time you hooked up your MP3 player? Versus now, I just decided, you know, I have Pandora Radio and I have Sirius. I don't need Sirius anymore at $14 a month because Pandora is $2.95 a month. And I listen to podcasts and to music. I stop listening to sports when I drive around. So why do I need Sirius? It's not worth it any longer. Things that don't add value in the United States of America go away. Travel agents. Blah, blah. Okay, so let me ask you this, Terry. If you needed to get from Atlanta or San Diego to Atlanta, would you take the bus or would you take a train or would you take a plane?
I would fly.
Fly, why?
Because it's the quickest and most efficient.
And the last time I looked at bus fares, they weren't much cheaper than a plane fare.
Right.
I was looking for somebody coming from Orlando to Atlanta, and the bus fare was like $79 and the plane fare was like $89. Why not take the plane? Okay, so I'm going to show you a piece that you need to have. The FSBO results, the NAR results in 2017, in addition to the money, is a 90% plus of all sellers sell using an agent. So a question you might ask, would be, why do 9 out of 10 Americans still list their home with an agent if we don't add value? See, that's very strong without being overly aggressive. Would you be willing to think about why 9 out of 10 Americans list their homes with a real estate agent? Very gracious. This piece that we've published is not meant for you to beat them over the head. It's about you to ask a question. For you to ask a question. I was going to show you one more. For sale by owner, free FSBO ad sites. The Steve Harney does a Keeping Current Matters, has a chart that shows from 1991 to 2007 or 8. Oh, here it is, the FSBO infographic. He actually says the percentage of homes selling, oops, I guess I should show it to you. The percentage of homes selling as FSBO has decreased from 19% to 9% in the last 12 years, and it's actually been 8% the last 3 years. So Beth, Sakina, Dwayne, Karen, why would, with the face of the internet and all these portals out there, why would the number of for sale by owners continue to drop year after year if they could truly just put their home on Zillow and get it sold? See, Zillow's been around since 2006, yet the percentage of for sale by owners has continued to drop. Why is that? Ask a question. Okay, the tiered program. I've talked several times on calls like this. Go look it up if you want it. But our program is, I will offer the for sale by owners 3 commission options. And we have a whole half hour on why it works. And I've set it up so that I make about $8,000 a commission off my for sale by owners on a $400,000 listing. So they get a discount. I get some money up front. I get a guaranteed sale, basically. So if you haven't looked at the fixed tiered and premium program, dig up that Monday news. Maybe one of my wonderful assistants can attach the link to that video when we send out the recording for this video. Make it so. I love being able to say that. We hired another great assistant last week. Her name is Kayla. Some of you will have interaction with her. And now I get to say, make it so. So she's looking at me like, uh-oh, he just told me to do something I don't know how to do. You'll figure it out, and I'll help. Some of our clients are using an 800 line or a text tool, meaning they have a line, an 800 phone number, or they have a text number or a QR code, and they're using that with the for sale by owners. So they're offering the tiered program, they're offering the 800 line or the text tool, and they're rewriting the ads after seeing it. So for those of you that haven't seen, I have an email. It's called number 2, and it's in the FSBO course, and if you all want it and you don't have it, but in the FSBO course number 2, we give a whole bunch of Zillow tips. And the Zillow tips are, if you're on Zillow, and if you're not, you should be, here's how to increase viewership and some things to work. I go over it all in tinyurl.com/Zillow ideas. If you want to, it's tinyurl.com/Zillow ideas. I do a little short video for you to copy and make your own and send it to the for sale by owners, along with the other Zillow tips that are here. So, offer the Zillow tips, offer the tinyurl.com Zillow ideas, show them the numbers, give them an 800 line or a text service. That seems to be working in today's market. And then the last thing I'm doing that I'm getting tremendous results for is I am actually rewriting their ads. So if I went to Zillow.com, and I searched up a for sale by owner. Terry, give me your zip code.
We've got so many. 92108 is where I am.
92108. And if I search for just the for sale by owners, and again, I'm showing you how to do it, just by owners, here's some for sale by owners. And we'll just pick one that looks nice, Mount Alifon. I don't know if that's close to you or not, but it's a $535,000 listing, which is probably about average price. And if I could get Zillow to pop up, I'm going to say 5386, 5386. Sometimes it goes quicker this way. Okay, so here's their ad. They don't even have Saks. They've got nothing here. It's a building. So I'm not even going to pick on that one because we could write that ad so much better. But here's one, Mount Davis. Agent, estate sale. Getting ready to landscape and paint this three-bedroom, two-bath home on the mountain streets of Claremont. They contact the agent. I don't know why it says an agent for sale by owner, but it has a property owner. So if I were to rewrite this ad, I would say estate sale selling below value. Now, they're a little above the Zillow estimate. So, remodel to your fashion. I could rewrite this ad. Good for older couple that likes landscaping. I can't believe a real estate agent wrote that. It only violates about three different housing laws there, fair housing laws. But could we rewrite this ad? Could we rewrite this ad and make it more effective? I mean, I don't think there's a for sale by owner that has a decent ad. May pre-sale. This house is listed with an agent the beginning of May. It's July. It's still not listed with an agent. You might want to take that out of your ad. So rewriting the ads, very, very effective. Very, very effective. And this is going to be a two-part call. And what I wanted to finish up with today is these were the tools you could offer. These are the things to talk about. Keep the thought in that the FSBO who responds, however they respond, is more valuable than the FSBO that doesn't respond. And where to find FSBOs besides Zillow? I would look at FSBR.com. I would look at militarybyowner.com and forsalebyowner.com. And if you looked at any of those spots, you're going to find FSBOs that aren't in Zillow. So if I did military owner, militarybyowner.com. Terry, what's the closest military base to you?
Oh, we've got North Island.
Okay, so militarybyowner.com. And I just want you to take this week, each of these, militarybyowner, if I could spell correctly, it would make life easier. So let's see, militarybyowner.com. Why is it? I'm not spelling military correctly. I'm sorry, guys. They could not be found. Go to www, military by owner. So if I'm looking for sale and I look in California and you selected a base, what'd you say it was? North Island Naval Air Station. And I search, they have agents in here. They have rentals. But here's a for sale by owner in Coronado. It's probably, I don't know if that's close enough to you, but you have all these four rents. You have for sale, some with real estate agents, some by themselves. Are there leads here for you? FSBR.com. And just to show you that they exist, if you go to FSBR.com and you search Coronado, California, there's going to be for sale by owners, no results, but here's some for San Diego. And there's some FSBOs that you might be able to find. So it's 11:30. I know I went really fast today. If you have any questions, talk with your coach. But here's your homework, and I want everybody to do this for next week's call. Your homework is to simply try to call or email three FSBOs a day for the next week. That's just 15 during the week. And keep down, write down what they say that keeps you from meeting face to face. That's it. So here's the phone conversation. It's real quick. Donna, would you play with me?
Sure.
Ring, ring. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Mike Stott with Northwest Atlanta Properties. I saw your ad on Zillow, and I was just wondering, are you offering a commission if a real estate agent brings you a buyer?
Maybe.
Maybe, great. I don't know. I haven't seen your house because, you know, we work with a lot of buyers. I actually have a son-in-law that works with me, that works with most of our buyers. But the deal is I come and look at houses. I let them know whether I think it's priced fairly and if, you know, what the good features are of it. I promise I don't do any high-pressure sales. Takes about 10 minutes. You don't need to clean up. It will just be me. When could I stop by? Today at 4 or tomorrow at 3?
I think we're just going to sell on our own right now.
I got you. I really appreciate that. I owe you a favor. Would it be okay if I stay in touch every week or so in case your plans change?
Yeah, if we sell it by next week, you could come out.
Okay, great. So I put them down. I send them a handwritten thank you. I put them down. Do that 3 times a day. Will everybody agree to do that? And write down what keeps you from going in. And next week, we're going to handle what's keeping you from getting in. And we're going to cover all the things that keep you from coming in and how to use the particular tools. Moving on with the for sale by owner that will let you in and how do you stay in touch when you didn't get the appointment. Fair enough?
Got it.
Go get them, guys. Specific homework this week. Go do it.
Part 1 of FSBO's closing, part 2 next week.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.